But definitely more of an adult show than mm-hmm. a kid show, I think. Maybe I just say that because I want to feel better about watching SpongeBob and enjoying it.
Well, no, they do that on purpose.
You think? Yeah, so parents can sit down and enjoy
it. It's the same with like the Disney movies and Pixar movies and all that. They have adult humor in it too that kids just won't even get. It's just gonna, I mean, they're not even
way
gonna notice.
Over their head, yeah. There's stuff that I watch in Disney movies now that surprises me. Yeah. Old Disney movies that really surprises mm-hmm. me. Because you know every word, you can know every single word to the whole movie, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, Shrek had a lot of that in it. Shrek had a lot of adult humor.
Yeah. You have to watch it again. But I kind of grew up watching that 100 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Shrek.
Well, I got to save my house.
Yeah.
I think my first movie like that was Toy Story. My mom took us to mm-hmm. see that in the old theater back in the corner.
We went to see Toy Story 2 back in that old theater. I remember that. It's mm-hmm. the first movie I ever got to see in theaters.
Toy Story, the very first one. Movie we ever saw as an entire family.
Oh, really?
Wow,
it was in the corner.
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy. Maybe we ended up in the same one. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah, that would be weird. That creepy little theater back in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Y'all might have sat behind us.
We were probably the loud ones.
I think I remember that.
I'm guessing. William was probably screaming half the time.
I remember the Waltons being in the same movie as me.
That's about right.
Mom, why does that family have so many people in it?
There's
just a lot of people.
Could you imagine being part of the Duggars? Or that other family, the Octomom?
Oh, yeah. It's
with all those...
Damn. Oh shit, like 19 kids now?
Mm-hmm.
Working on her 20th?
Probably
insane.
Is.
No, I think she is.
I think
I might have at some point maybe have heard that.
Sure is around somewhere.
Hear about the guy in Florida that's got so many kids that he's paying child support on, that the one that's getting the least amount of money is getting $1.49 a month.
$1.49 a month.
What?
For child support.
How much does the one that gets the most get?
I don't know. Maybe $30. If that.
Wow.
He's got 33 children with like 25 different women.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Don't do that, William.
He's not even paying attention.
Don't make 33 babies.
Well,
with 25 different women.
And then expect the government to pay for them all.
What I don't get is, what do those last few women see as benefit from this?
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. Child support.
$1?
$1.
A buck something?
Yeah, it's totally worth it. I don't have to buy the bread of candy.
Work a minimum wage job. Doesn't even give a shit.
Who knows? We're racist. Wait, nobody said anything about
color. Yeah, nothing racist was said at all. Nobody said anything about any color. I think you're racist.
Maybe.
She knows the story I'm talking about, though.
A NASCAR driver got suspended for saying nigger-ig.
Really?
Yeah. And think about it.
What, did he say it on TV?
No, he didn't. That's a bad thing. He was, someone came up and asked him where Jennifer Jo Long was, so he went to go tell, show them where she was, and when they were walking toward her RV, he said something about nigger-ig, the system's nigger-ig. And they went to NASCAR about it and told NASCAR, and he got suspended.
So somebody tattled on
Yeah, we kind of find out the people that he was talking to worked for MTV, but they didn't have any cameras or anything on him.
Yeah, why not just let that go? I mean, that's a douchey thing to say, but I'm sure there are a lot more people that say it in private than would admit.
Yeah, that's true.
I just say things like that.
I like that cell phone case, Jane, just by the way.
You like the what?
Oh. The cell phone case.
Yeah, it looks black, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's blue.
Where is it?
Yep.
I thought we were getting off of that subject.
Shit, see, now you're going to cut that part out, see?
No, don't. There wasn't a single terrible thing said.
Agreed.
How about this global warming?
How about this?
Sorry, that's the reason why I wasn't paying attention to what y'all were saying earlier. As I was reading an article that said March is going to be abnormally cold this year.
Yeah, it is still. I was thinking that today. And I was looking at the weather over the next few days, and it's going to be cold.
Yeah, it's still getting below freezing that night. Some nights.
Yeah, it was terrible this morning. I was out there at like 4:30. Oh my god, it was terrible.
It's cold yesterday with that wind blowing.
Yeah.
And wind blowing yesterday was fucking freezing.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm actually saying that I'm tired of cold weather.
I'm ready for spring to get here.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to warm up.
I know I was bitching in the summer. I'm ready for winter, but we've had our winter. It's springtime now.
Spring and fall is fine. It's the summertime. Yeah. And then the little heat spells. It just gets so hot and humid. It's terrible. But yeah, I can't take the cold anymore. I don't like it. I guess my blood's thinning. I'm getting old.
Did the groundhog see a shadow this year? Or?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Look it up.
Yeah, I was about to say, here it is March, a month later, and none of the snow. That's pretty sad.
You don't keep up with that.
Does anybody know how long the vet is open tomorrow?
I guess it would depend on which one you get to.
The Ginyard one. Sorry.
Well, the Ginyard one is open on Saturdays.
But how long?
Till 12 or something like that. And there's no appointments. You just go out.
Well, I don't need an appointment. I just need to go get something.
I don't have to cut this out, too. We're talking about the SPCA.
No, we're not.
Or the vet. Sorry.
It's not the NAACP.
Jesus.
that's funny you say that. I was just reading one and just read that the NAACP was involved.
Is that in your cookie news?
No, this is something different. This is just an additional.
We're going to be doing a cookie episode, by the way.
Yeah. In case y'all didn't have the munchies before.
Jamie has done a lot of prep work. Done a lot of research on cookies.
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, just what I could get done in a couple hours.
He didn't see a shadow.
He did not see a shadow?
No, I think that's bullshit.
Breaking news. What does that mean, if he doesn't see a shadow?
Early spring.
Early spring.
Yeah. Because if he sees a shadow, he goes back in his hole. Which means...
So he predicted spring. Early spring.
We mean to be cold. But
they're saying it's going to be an abnormally cold...
Yeah, spring. Until April.
It's all cloud cover.
What? Say that again?
I said it's all you need is cloud cover. You can't see a shadow if it's cloud cover.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That could be caused by anything.
He doesn't really emerge from a hole and see a shadow. Have you ever seen Groundhog Day?
Yes.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about that. It seems like I've seen that movie over and over and over. But I love it. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah. What was the other Bill Murray movie y'all telling us about the other day?
What About Bob? Oh, that was amazing.
Yes.
Great. I might have just liked it because my dad took me to see it. It was a nice childhood moment.
Translation?
So boring.
Boring?
Yes.
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, you and I watched it, Lost in Translation. It was not memorable.
Okay, that's why I didn't remember.
It just dragged on.
That's good to know. I don't have to waste my time.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
Have you guys ever seen that one about being underwater?
Aquatic? I wanted to, though.
What is it?
Life Aquatic or The Life Aquatic?
Because I like the other one that was kind of that same kind of tone. What was that movie? The Crazy Family. I can't even remember who else was in it. Gene Hackman.
Oh. Gosh.
I wish I could think of things to say while I was thinking. One of the brothers, Wilson brothers.
Luke, I think.
Yes, Luke Wilson. He was in it. He kept trying to kill himself, or he tried to kill himself once or something.
I remember the cover of the DVD because it had some kids in jumpsuits, didn't it?
I think so,
like
yeah.
Red,
yeah.
Like red striped jumpsuit?
Yeah, one of the guys had twins or something that always dressed like that.
What year do y'all think that was?
Oh, God, that's a good question. Are you on IMDb?
I am.
Just look up Bill Murray.
Well, I was looking up. I don't know when I was looking up. Bickle Murray, apparently.
Bickle Murray?
You push his top.
Don't stab yourself.
I used a nice dull flat end of a spoon.
Wasn't it supposed to be about somebody's will or something?
I think so. I know the family was all very crazy. That's very descriptive. Watch this movie we can't remember the name of.
It has a crazy family in it.
Yeah, the family's crazy. There you go, there's your synopsis.
Was it before or after What About Bob?
Oh, after. After.
Mad Dog and Glory?
No.
Ed Wood?
Kingpin?
No. Yeah, Kingpin was pretty funny.
Larger Than Life? The one with the elephant?
No. I remember that one. That was cute, though.
It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
That was cute. You want me to cut that out?
Sure. No, you can leave that in there.
All right, cool.
The Man Who Knew Too Little.
No, that one was hilarious. I love that movie. It's so cheesy, but oh my god, it was funny. You watched that with us, didn't you?
Which one?
The Man Who Knew Too Little.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
I think we watched it at.
It had kind of a Mr. Bean kind of feel to it.
Yeah, I think we watched it at the apartment when you lived over there on Coral Street.
Yeah, when we, yeah, our main room was that little bedroom upstairs.
Yeah, with the carpet hanging up on the wall.
We're going to do that in there, not hang up carpet, but we're going to set up a studio in there and make it a room. That's why we're going to get everything out and clean that vent out. And
you said it was your entertainment room, huh?
Well, no, mainly a studio, but still want to make it, you know, kind of a hang up. Because it'd be a lot cooler if we could be sitting in there right now, in a cool little studio.
Yeah.
Instead of having to pull all the furniture into the middle of the room.
Yeah.
So we can all sit around the one microphone. Aren't we trying to figure something out?
Yeah, the name of that movie.
Oh, yes, that's Jinx. Right.
Royal Tenenbaums.
You're Jinx.
I was just about to say
the that. Royal Tenenbaums?
Yep.
Yes. That's, yeah.
He didn't play Jinx very well.
I like that movie.
Neither do I.
Wait, who jinxed who?
I jinxed Jamie and Josh.
Oh, no. You get to punch both of them, then.
Punch them? Well, I get to punch them?
You just said both their names, though.
They had to say it three times.
Yeah, you had to say it three times. Yeah. But they talked after you jinxed them. Did you get to slug them?
That's true.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm too lazy.
What's the point of the game if there's no punishment?
They don't get to talk.
But they keep talking.
But I keep talking.
See?
Yeah,
there's no punishment, so they're not going to stop.
He knows I'm older than him, and I come out like
yeah, I can't hit her. You hit me.
Well, true, there is a line.
You're like, what, maybe a year older than me?
How old are you?
I turned 28 in November.
No,
I turned 28.
Okay, I turned 30 in November.
Oh, so 2 years difference.
2 years difference.
Because yeah. We're like only a couple days off on birthday, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like you're like
mom's second.
Okay.
He's the eighth.
So yours is 6 days ahead of mine.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of fucking people's birthdays in November.
I know, right?
Yeah. Get with the program, people. Stop having your kids in November.
Well, I know what birthdays.
There are a million people that have the same birthday as me.
I know. Same
I don't
as me,
know.
I'm sure.
What's your
That's
birthday?
A made up number. But
my birthday falls on summer sometimes.
How's that?
June 20th.
Oh. I don't know where summer begins.
Every 4 years,
so
June 20th. Because
I always
summer, beginning of summer.
I always base seasons off of what our school did. Because like summer was when we were all for summer, which actually started way before summertime did.
You share your birthday with a celebrity?
I don't know.
You should look that up.
Should look that up.
I share mine with Nicole Kidman, John Goodman, and a few other people, but I can't quite remember who else.
Wow, those two. You're the same age as them?
Well, no, not the same age. Actually, I think Nicole Kidman and John Goodman were born in the same year.
Oh, God, they're the same age?
I think so.
Who's that, Nicole Kidman and who?
John Goodman.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no shit.
That's what different.
You guys see Flight?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God.
John Goodman.
I'm on a list.
Is he in it?
He's in it.
I also heard that Nadine Velasquez
mm-hmm.
from My Name is Earl,
mm-hmm.
heard she was in it.
Yeah, she's definitely in it.
Heard there's a lot of her in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think she gets naked.
That's actually within, I'm not going to say that.
That's sure. In what? Like the first few minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I read.
I share a birthday with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh. Do you really?
What?
Such different attitudes.
Bonnie Raitt.
I would never want to meet Gordon Ramsay or Gordon.
Oh, he'd be a dick.
Gordon, what's his name?
The Leif
Restaurant Impossible guy.
Yeah.
I had the same birthday as Leif.
Damn it.
He has the same birthday as Leif Garrett.
70s teen idol. Parker Posey.
Tara Reid. Jack, I don't
know. Oh. Lionel Richie.
David Schwimmer.
Brian. Nelly.
Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone.
Nelly.
Uh-huh. Where are you looking this up?
I just looked up celebrity June 20th birthdays on Google.
I just searched who do I share my birthday with.
Nice.
Lionel Richie, Brian Wilson, Nicole Kidman, John Goodman, Anne Murray,
Robert
Joseph Josh Lucas.
Me and Tom Anderson, the co-founder of MySpace.
What did you say, Jamie?
Robert Irvine.
Robert Irvine, yes, that's his name. I would hate to meet him or Gordon Ramsay because they would hate me.
Okay.
So they're such intense people, just...
That is true.
Always busy and getting shit done. If they looked at my life, they would tear me a new one.
Yeah, they would.
And I'd be like, why are you yelling at me? I'm not trying to be a cook.
The guy who wrote Dracula, Bram Stoker, me and him had the same birthday.
What do you think that means? Famous birthdays, August 30th. Here we go. I had the same birthday as Cameron Diaz.
Nice.
Awesome.
Also is Warren Buffett. He's a very rich man.
Yeah, he is.
Ted, smart man. Ted Williams, I know he's somebody. Red Sox outfielder. Batted .400 plus, whatever that means, in three different seasons. With some sort of sports term.
What's his name?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Andy Roddick, he's a tennis player, so there's no way I'm going to know who that is. Fred McMurray. Oh, he was on My Three Sons. Yeah, that guy. That guy with a real long face. Freddie McMurray. You ever watch My Three Sons?
Mm-mm.
I remember that from when I was a kid. You ever watch it, Jay?
David Draymond.
My Three Sons?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. There's no point in showing you the picture.
Nope, not one.
I share the same birthday as William H. Macy.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
I share Mary Shelley, author of Frankenstein.
You share a birthday with a black dude from Wanted.
Oh, yeah. Wanted.
Was the repairman. Not repairman.
No. He was the
curve a bullet dude, I think.
Why can't I remember?
Yeah, he was the one that taught him how to do the bullet curving.
That's the picture? Yeah.
Morgan Freeman?
No.
He's the guy that taught him the bullet stuff.
Was it the Fletcher?
That guy. Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched part of Wanderlust. Last night.
Wanderlust, yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot Key and Peele are in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, they both are?
Yeah, both of them.
Who does Key play?
The founder of
I know Peele was...
He might have only been there for a minute.
Peele was the guy that came in and sat in the bathroom with him while he was pooping.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. The guy that played in Yes Man?
Who?
In
the guy from that 70s show that played in Yes Man.
Yeah, both of them are in there.
I'm going to get in bed just in case the nurse comes back.
He played in Full House too, didn't he?
I don't know.
Who played in Full House?
Maybe a boyfriend or something?
Who?
The dude from Yes Man. The dude with the
chops?
Yeah, the chops.
Oh, the dude with the chops. Why can I not remember these people? It seems like I used to have a much better memory.
Stephen Hyde from that 70s show?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Kind of a fro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I share his birthday. He seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Or at least he was in that 70s show.
Yeah, and Yes Man. He was funny as hell in Yes Man.
I share a birthday with Roland Hussey Macy.
Whoever that is.
Founder of Macy's Department Stores. And he had a red star tattoo. No, I think I know what my next tattoo is going to be. Just for the hell of it.
How old do you think Chuck Norris is?
Chuck Norris, he's like 60-something?
He's 72.
70. Oh, shit!
Is he really?
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He probably still kicks ass.
Well, geez, you don't have to call him names.
Born March 10th, 1940.
Hey, I share it with Marie Antoinette.
My God.
I share a birthday with Michael Chiklis. Vic Mackey.
What?
Sheila, yeah. Who was that person you just named?
Marie Antoinette.
Who's that?
French queen.
She kills the queen?
Louis the...
I know I've heard the name, but I couldn't remember exactly what she was.
No, Chuck Norris was in the Air Force.
Yeah, I did.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Must have been.
Like in the 30s. I'm sorry.
He had to be in the Air Force when the Air Force first started.
Oh, shit.
No, wait. He was born in 40 and it started in 43 or 47. So, never mind.
Louis Black. I think I heard that before, though. Or read it somewhere. I'm sure I'm not picking up at all on this thing.
I don't think any of us are.
I'll just have to try to amplify it. Amplify. You can start your cookie stuff whenever.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could.
Or we can go ahead and tell people about Audible. Would you like to tell people about Audible, Jamie?
I don't know if I'll pick up very well, Jonathan.
Well, why don't you speak up?
Or get closer to the mic.
I've been drinking.
Yeah, you definitely have to do that. You have to get closer.
Okay, is this better?
Am I probably not.
How are my spikes? It looks pretty
good. Oh, yeah, it looks all right.
I'm picking up better than you.
What?
Get on with it.
Get on with it. Okay. This is for everybody, okay?
And then you sit back.
Sorry, I don't want you looking.
I'm not going to cheat. I have integrity.
Okay, yeah. Okay. See? Oreo is number one.
Oh, you just jumping right into it, huh?
Yeah, why not?
You skip. We never did the Audible thing.
Oh, yeah, we are doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all can go to audibletrial.com/QuietTom. Is that right?
If you want to be that basic about it, yes. Here's stuff about Audible. Audibletrial.com/.
Well, how about you cut that little piece out and you do it, since you're better at it?
I never said I was better at it.
But you are better at it.
That's why I was having you do it, because I suck at it. It almost seems useless. Nobody's ever going
to... Welcome to Quiet Time. And able to listen in later, go to... Sorry. Nobody else is doing it.
No, you can go to Audible and get a free audiobook.
Yeah, you get your free trial for
Audible. Get a free trial. 30-day
yep.
Free trial. And you get a free book.
Audiobook download.
Yep.
And you can cancel before the 30 days and not have to pay anything.
But
if you do that and put in our tag, we'll get $15. So do that. That's
how
enough
awesome
of that.
Is that?
It's awesome, I guess.
Suppose.
So if all three of you did it,
we'd get $45.
We'd get $45. Just don't forget to cancel it.
Yeah, so you don't have to pay for it.
You have to pay. Because we're bad about that. We'll sign up for something and forget about it.
That sucks.
I got stuck on the coffee thing. Because remember all that coffee we used to get?
Yeah, what was that called?
Because I was like, shit, we can get a free trial for a month to get a shitload of coffee and I cancel it. Nah, I never canceled it.
And then I just kept sending coffee?
Yeah, for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. Kept having bags of coffee delivered to our door. And it wasn't all that great. It was...
Coffee.
Very good coffee.
Is that when we inherited the Hawaiian blend?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I told that.
That's exactly
that stuff
it
away. It's like 10 years old.
Yeah, the packaging did not make it seem very appealing.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Just a nice little foil bag.
All right, fun times.
Fun times.
Yeah. So now that we've gotten the formalities out of the way, now we can jump into the this cookie episode.
Cookie episode.
Cookie monster.
And I wish we had a lot more cookies than we do.
Yeah, me too. Do we have any cookies?
We have some cookies. I don't know if I want to share them with these people.
Well.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie. They forever go together. What a classic combination. When a dark, delicious cookie meets an icy cold sensation. Like the one and only creamy, crunchy chocolate. O-R-E-O.
I regurgitate cookies right now.
Yum.
You've eaten cookies today?
If I ate cookies right
now. If you ate cookies.
Yeah.
Drink that much. Okay, Oreo cookies are the number one selling brand of cookie year long, except for 3 months out of the year.
Is this part of the quiz?
No, this is just...
Okay. You gotta tell us before the quiz starts, because...
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. You know it.
Alright.
You probably still gotta speak up.
For three quarters of the year... Oreo is the number one selling brand in America. What is number one the other 3 months?
See, it sounds like a quiz.
Probably Girl Scouts.
No, this is just one question.
Are you making this guess?
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Well.
That makes sense because they're awesome.
Yeah. They are, aren't they?
I can eat the hell out of some Thin Mints.
Mm, fuck yeah. I was hoping you're going to say something different, so I could say Thin Mints.
You know that Thin Mints is number one selling Girl Scout cookie? That's what they sell
sense.
The most of.
Yeah, because they're
you
awesome.
You don't like Thin Mints? What? Holy shit. Those
peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
The peanut butter one with chocolate on it.
The peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter
patties. Keep naming them. They're all good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except for those, don't they have a coconut one?
Probably.
And if they do,
yeah, it's
can't think of what it's called, but yeah, it does have, like, coconut sprinkled on top of it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I have to look that up.
We were also lively a little while ago.
Because
we sat down, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Was that the whole trivia?
No. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Need to cut in some Jeremy Clarkson. Good night.
No, did y'all hear in Spartanburg last 2 weeks ago, I think?
Shit, no, stop. Stop it. Oh, man.
Gotta bleep
this out. Right,
I did that myself.
What did I do?
What? What did you do?
Well, I just knocked this thing out of my ear.
You might need to be you might need to see a psychiatrist.
Why?
Or be one.
I totally did all that, and you're like, what did I do?
He knocked the pizza crust out of his own hand.
Yeah, because I was joking around. I was going to knock the paper out of your hand to get you to stop. And I knocked
why'd you do that, though? What?
I was just joking around. You don't have to get so serious and uptight about it.
No, I'm not getting... I'm just...
Just chill out, Jamie. We're all having a good time here. We're all just hanging out.
I'm just...
We're all just hanging out. Everything's cool.
Why you gotta ruin the moment?
Everything's cool. I was just playing around. I was just playing around.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going home.
I was trying to get... You are home. I was trying to get you to stop because we never introduced the people we have sitting here with us.
Oh, shit.
I'm Will.
Which two of them have been on with us before.
Yes.
The other one is a newcomer.
I have.
Pause.
We didn't. That one didn't become.
Oh, didn't it make it?
Okay. No, it was too much poker. It wasn't even poker, really. It was just everything was distracting everything else.
Yeah, it was.
Poker face.
Yeah. So
it was cold, you baby.
Yeah, it was cold. Trying to play poker at the same time as doing a podcast, it wasn't working. Where did? Oh, the cat went and took a shit in the box.
Isn't that where it's supposed to shit?
I know, but it still stinks, though. Yeah, I'd much rather do that than anywhere else in the house. But... Oh, wow, that's bad.
That literal shit stinks.
You hear me saying, Paul,
stop out. We can keep it going. I'll leave all this in.
Take your thing out your phone, Danny. Or take your case off your phone.
Me?
Why? You want to see if it fits, don't you?
Oh, see, the phone looks funny.
He meant Danielle. He said Jamie.
He did say
Danielle.
Jamie.
I'm sorry, Danielle.
Oh, was
she
talking to Danielle?
Yeah,
he was talking to me apparently.
Whatever.
You know the cats are one of the only animals that domesticated themselves? Like dogs were domesticated by people? By men? Because they wanted to use them? To do stuff for them?
Makes sense. Cats are so dependent.
Yeah. Hey, we hang out with these people and rub up against them to give us food.
Mm-hmm. Here, try my case on your phone.
Dogs have owners. Cats have staff.
That's so true.
No, it just pops in. Mm. If it's... Just one. Here, let me see if I can put it in my holster. Mm-hmm. I can't take my holster off my belt.
Probably so. I wouldn't doubt it.
Shit. sure does. Look at that.
Oh, you budget? Got that kind of case? That's my favorite case. Really? That's what that's what we had on the droids.
Nice.
That's I wish they made them for the ones we have now. I think they make them for yours.
You have to deal with
that. You're going to have to do it because I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like it's just like a glove.
It
peels off the same, too. You just got to find the right corner.
Yeah. Okay, so now that you've taken care of the shit in the box, now we can introduce people we have with us.
Okay, yes.
We have William.
Hi.
Danielle.
Hello.
And newcomer, Josh.
Hi.
It's my radio voice. I notice, sometimes when I do voices, when I listen back, I really don't sound that much different than I normally do.
Really?
Yeah, but when I say it, to me, it sounds completely different, and it sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good impression. I listened back, like, I didn't do anything. That sounded like me. But anyway, cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Cookies.
That's
Wait, hold on. I'm looking at something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
No.
Oh. That's the shop before.
Yeah, with the window.
Yeah.
And then next it's going to have a garage door.
Yeah, you seen the door?
Yeah. I always thought it should have that there. Or another door there.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Does look pretty good.
Uh-huh. Sorry, go ahead now.
Oh, no, that's all right. Did y'all hear somebody in Spartanburg actually stole 5,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies? 5,000 boxes. That's over $19,000.
Wow!
Worth of Girl Scout cookies.
What? And it's also a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, and they were all Thin Mints and shortbreads.
Oh man!
Yep.
What a douche!
Did they get away with it?
Yep.
Oh, lucky people! They have all those Thin Mints. They probably sold a lot of them. But
yeah, they probably did.
Still, they were munching on those things for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit!
I think Honey Boo Boo's trying to buy them.
Honey Boo Boo.
We're trying to sell them. Yeah, she was the one that stole them.
They haven't died from diabetes yet?
No. ABC News had an article this morning about Honey Boo Boo, how the Girl Scouts actually asked her to stop trying to sell Girl Scout cookies on her Facebook page.
What?
Yeah, she's not even a Girl Scout.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's trying to sell Girl Scout cookies.
Fat bitch.
You know how they eat their spaghetti?
With ketchup on it?
Their spaghetti sauce is butter and ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
They put it on top of spaghetti noodles.
Ew.
That's their sketty.
Yeah.
No wonder they're fat.
Oh, I think they're beyond fat.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty bad. They're poor examples of
trailer trash.
Americans. No, they're good examples of trailer trash.
Yeah.
But they don't even live in a trailer. They live in a pretty decent house. It just happens to be right beside the train tracks. Which might be cool at first. You know, when you talk about it, like, that'd be cool to live by a train track and have a train come by every once in a while.
I live next to a train track. Yeah. I know how that is.
No, I'm talking, but they live, like, right on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like as close as a train station would be. Mm-hmm. It's in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I wouldn't even want to live as close as you guys do. But,
all hours of night being woken up.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of a mean thing to say, really.
What?
Just blatantly calling them trash like that. I mean, obviously they are.
Yeah, exactly.
They're being trash. Don't feel bad about it. Everybody's saying it. That's what they're supposed to say.
Exactly.
They're trashy. Look at them.
I just want to make it a point. I'm not saying it belligerently. Just matter of factly.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say that. You all right there, William? Feeling better? You ready to drink more yet? Or you good?
I'm good.
Pussing out.
He drank a lot before we left.
That's what I hear. Should have saved it all.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting y'all to.
Well, I probably should have texted a lot sooner than
that. How much did you drink that early? I was like 6 o'clock.
Two shots of vodka, a Miller Lite. You know those new cans? There's new Miller Lite cans that have the top on top. There's 16 ounces, I think.
Yeah.
I think 16 ounces. How much are these?
12, probably.
Yeah, I think it was 16 ounces. I drank a full one of those and the two Jaeger bombs.
Jesus. Before 6 o'clock. Or was 6
before we left for you coming here.
Oh, okay. That's what you said.
The Jaeger shots came after 6. That's the only ones that came after 6. We didn't have those till right before we left.
Still between 5 and 7. But yeah, okay. I can see that.
Start drinking some water.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. You should drink some water. Make you feel better.
Hey, make me drunker.
Huh?
Make me drunker.
What? Drinking water will? It sobers me up.
Oh, no. It'll make me drunker.
That's weird. But it'll make you more hydrated.
Some alcohol around.
But it also hydrates you, though, which is one of the things that makes you drunk. It's being dehydrated. That's why smearing off ice is so terrible. The hangover the next day, because two ways of getting hangovers is super dehydration and really sugar, a lot of sugar, like real sugary drinks, which is smearing off ice.
Yeah. Totally.
Like it's sugar and alcohol.
It is.
Tasty, girly, but
drinkable.
Good. It's pretty good. I like it. But
when I drink, I usually
mild hangover from the Mountain Dew.
I usually
you get a hangover from Mountain Dew. Is that what you said?
I said I feel like I got a mild hangover from Mountain Dew.
Oh,
got a headache. A little bit.
I get that from like Red Bulls or something every once in a while.
It's coming down off that
I think I'm going to need to wean myself off of it. I just started it not too long ago. I've been drinking them a couple of weeks now, right?
Think so. Red Bulls. Yeah,
yeah, I might need to go ahead and nip it in the bud now because it's pretty regular.
Go back to the 5-hour energies.
Or just nothing at all. Unless we're doing the podcast, because otherwise I'm way too lethargic. Anyway.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, about that podcast.
About that podcast.
Yes.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Quiz. Tonight we're talking about cookies.
Quiz time.
Is it quiz time?
Yep.
Wait, that was
I
all
had
the,
more, but...
You said you had news.
Well, you said you had cookies. Boo Boo was breaking news. That was this morning that came out.
That was the news. The breaking news, Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah. Honey Boo Boo makes breaking news even here. Even here.
What? Why are we giving them attention, Jamie?
You're going to cut Honey Boo Boo out of this.
They should not. They
don't need enough attention.
Our audience.
Okay, you can cut that part out.
The two creepy people out there that are actually listening to our podcast do not want to be hearing about Honey Boo Boo. They are not tuning in to us to listen to Honey Boo Boo. Listening.
Oh, and y'all know because you're all the two creepy people that tune in.
I never listen to our show. It's terrible.
Really listen to your own show.
No, I do. I have to listen to it. I edit it.
You edit it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what?
What?
No.
You pushy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
Cookies, Jamie.
Cookies.
Oh, it's cookie quiz time. Okay, so teams are going to be, obviously, the couple
what
sitting on the
Yoda
couch over there.
Teams we're going to be.
Yes. You have Danielle and Josh over on the couch, a married couple. Sitting next to each other, it makes sense that they would be a team. And
yeah,
then,
I would think so.
Yeah, and then me and William are left over, so we're going to be a team.
Yes.
And since you made the questions and made the answers,
you could drop.
I didn't can't answer them.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess the answers already existed.
That's right.
But you made the questions.
I did.
And you know the answers is what I meant to say.
That's exactly right.
So you cannot play. You are not eligible to play.
But she can drop hints.
I could try.
Oh, that was going to be part of it if we played the drinking game. If you ask for a hint, you had to take a drink.
Yep, that makes sense. If you guessed it wrong, you're going to have to take a drink.
Yeah. You people are Irish. You're like, oh, I drank too much. It's 10 o'clock. I can't handle anymore. I just need to chill out. Irish.
I tend to put juice in my vodka because there's rashes somewhere.
I saw that. That was on Facebook, wasn't
it?
I used that in a conversation today, actually. It went well.
It's twice in one day. Score!
Exactly.
Name the game. Anybody.
Score?
Freddy Farkas.
Freddy Farkas?
Yeah.
It was very old
computer
game.
Really?
Yes.
For real name.
It's
Freddy Farkas.
Set in a Western setting. No,
Kind of a Western setting.
Yeah.
Really?
And like he'd go around and fart all the time.
With Freddy Fartus.
Farkas.
Farkas.
Yes.
But he farted a lot.
Yes.
Like, but his name was
Shift
Farkas.
Or Shift F. Or something.
Shift F. F. Yeah. Or Space. Fart.
So his name was Farkas.
Freddy Farkas.
Freddy Farkas.
He was a pharmacist.
He was a pharmacist.
He was a pharmacist.
Yes. And he farted a lot.
And he farted a lot.
Say that 10 times fast. Mm-hmm. Or even 2 times fast.
That 10 times fast. I did it! Yay!
Speaking of cookies.
Speaking of cookies. Okay. I will give you a
There's
slogan.
A stinky pussy just hanging out on the floor.
Yeah. Alright, I will give you a slogan. Slogan.
A slogan.
Yep. A and slogan. You have to tell me the brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Everybody got the... Just so it
she put a lot of work into this, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. I just need to get a pen real quick so I can keep up with who's.
Well, yes. We're not going through the same thing we did last time.
Nope.
Get halfway through.
Well,
I didn't think we needed to keep score.
That's why I'm doing it now. Shut your lip. All right, ready?
Just shut one lip?
Shut your lip.
I don't think I had that kind of control.
Alright, number one. Good enough never is.
Oreo?
Is that your guess? Final answer? No.
See, you'd be drinking right now if we were. If this was a drinking game. I gotta stop mumbling.
Good enough. That doesn't sound familiar at all.
No, it really
some
doesn't.
Of these really don't.
They're pretty. A lot of them are pretty obscure.
No, they're all famous. I mean, some.
Really?
That you've. That we've all heard of, I'm sure. I know I've heard of every single one of them. I've had one of every single thing on here.
Good enough never is.
Mm-hmm. Should I have started with an easier one to kind of get the ball rolling?
Probably so.
The brain's all right.
I will go...
Yeah, because it's coming to a halt pretty quick.
Alright, unwrap a smile. Surely y'all know.
Oh, I know it. Little Debbie.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. Good job, William. Yeah, sweet. Fist bump. Touches.
I was going to fish.
Yeah, I have to drink.
Yep, drink.
Yeah.
Definitely. Glug, glug.
Hard stuff.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Did we
chug it down. Woo. Yeah, y'all can just pretend to get drunk. Yeah, that works just fine. You know, just pretend to drink hard liquor.
Actually, I'm
and get
about
extremely
some of that
plastic.
Captain you got over there.
And it will fake like, accidental murder.
Will, I nominate Will. He's the only one not in a relationship. He's not dead yet.
He's not really dying. We're not really going to kill him.
Well, we're all dead anyways. Will needs
we don't have to take that kind of stuff into consideration.
Not true. He puts a ring on her steering column every Saturday.
All right. So how are we? Are we gonna just blurt it out, or y'all?
Oh shit! That's right. That was something else we need to work out. Yeah. We need to come up with like a sound, a buzzer shot, or buzzer sound, or something.
Well, we all got phones that have significant. Access one
of them. We also have mouths that make noises.
Or hands that go up.
Almost any noises we want.
Fifth grade?
But the people listening to our podcast cannot hear our hands raise into the air. Yeah. So we need noises. It's a little trick I learned from Monkey Magic Eden at Old Enough Know Better. When they do their quizzes, that's what they do.
Shout out.
You can do a clap.
Shout out, yeah. We should each have our own, though, so. Have our own. Each have our own.
Well, mine be a clap.
Yours be a clap. You call clap. What do you call?
He calls clap.
No, we can't have two clappers. There's got to be something loud. It could really be anything.
I can't do that.
No, that's not loud enough.
Probably can't. I just...
Just say your name. Just say your name loud. Josh. Or hey. Yeah, you can be hey. You want to be hey? Yeah, there you go. Alright, you're hey. That feels natural?
Sure.
Comes easy to you? Sure.
I better move. Okay. Sure. Because all if right. His hands can be coming up fast, I don't want to be in the line of fire.
Keep your distance.
So what are you going to be, Danielle?
Oh, I don't know. I could step on Riz's tail. I'm sure. That's me.
It might break it off.
Yeah.
I guess I could use the water bottle.
So yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you can crinkle your water bottle.
Tickle your water bottle?
Crinkle.
I thought you said tickle your water bottle.
That's unique.
God, that sounds weirdly dirty.
What should be the name of this? This is rated R, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's explicit. I put explicit on the little thingy.
What's yours going to be, Joe Nathan?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well, you're maybe the one that came up with this idea.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're the last one anyway. She don't have to come up with her own because she's making the stories.
That's right, she doesn't. I'll be a one clap.
Oh, no.
You're a two clap. I'm an unoriginal asshole.
You the guy on Price is Right that bids 101.
Yes. I would be that guy. No, I could do better than that.
Hey, you.
Instead of one clap, it'll be one slap.
Jamie?
I'm not going to be slapped.
You're the closest. You're the closest. That's just the way it has to be. We knew this day would come.
Maybe I'm the one that decides who wins, too. And if I get slapped, whoever slapped me doesn't win.
Well, maybe if that person doesn't win, you might get slapped harder.
Oh.
Well, how are you going to know? Because you're not going to find out to the end of the game.
I'm going to have to cut this out. This is evidence.
All right. So we got this down? Or
no, I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet.
Hurry up and figure it out, then.
Okay,
so your clap, your hey, you were rattling the bottle. Okay.
I'll be a yup.
Yup.
No. I'm not going to say that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yup.
Okay.
How's that work?
That's good.
Yep. Kind of hurts a little bit, but I can power through it.
Yep. Well, there's only 14 chances to...
Well, less than that now. We've already done, what, two?
Yeah.
One.
Oh, yeah.
One. We got it. We have a point. Did you write down our point?
That's it.
Are you recording our point?
I am recording your point. You are JW.
JW.
Jonathan and William. And they are...
JD. Or DJ.
Josh and DJ.
Why do I gotta go first?
Well, would you want it to be JD? JD? Well, you don't have to look at
it. She's like DJ Tanner. In Full House.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Number two.
What would that? What?
What?
I don't know. All right. Yeah. Quiz question.
Number two. Simple goodness.
Simple
goodness.
Oh, God, it sounds so familiar.
Simple goodness.
Good humor bar?
Nope.
You didn't ring your...
Oh! So that would have been two.
Yes, you got a drink.
You
got a drink. Drink your moonshine.
Okay.
I hope I don't get it wrong.
Drink your half a mason jar of moonshine. There you go. Chug it down, buddy.
Can't guess an order. Simple goodness.
God, when you said you were going to have, oh, they're all cookies, too. That's right.
Yeah.
The Jack.
You got to say yup.
Yeah, you got
yup. Jack is in it, isn't it? Isn't there Jack in the name?
Did he tell you?
Which is part of the answer.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong completely. No Jack
wrong.
Anywhere in the answer.
No Jack.
Do you know the cookies I'm thinking of? That they're like big and round. I think it's like an orangish red packaging. Some kind of Jack in the name. I remember eating them a lot as a kid, but they're still around. We used to get them from Country Corner.
Hmm.
There's probably better descriptions available in existence out there in the world. But, anyway, okay, so I'm wrong.
Yep.
Okay.
You're wrong.
So I got a drink.
Yep. Anybody else?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Okay. It's
Nilla Wafers.
Nilla Wafers? Nilla
Wafers. Simple Goodness is little. Why wouldn't I know that?
I don't know.
The millions of Nilla Wafers I've consumed.
Probably. Yep. Eaten with banana pudding.
Mm. Doesn't matter how you eat them, they're delicious.
Mm. Just dipped in milk.
Just dipped in whipped cream.
Just by themselves.
Oh, mm-hmm. Just with pudding. God damn it, why can't we have some Nilla Wafers? Mm.
I wonder what a melted marshmallow would taste like.
Probably excellent.
Oh. Yeah, probably. Probably.
There's no other option, right? With
Vanilla Wafers. Oh, you make s'mores with vanilla wafers? That wouldn't be bad. Mm. I wish we had a fire tonight.
And vanilla wafers.
And wafers, chocolate, and marshmallows.
All right. Man, this podcast has been going almost an hour already.
Holy shit.
Man, this would be like a quick 20-30 minute podcast. It's an hour later.
Well,
we haven't done shit.
Let's get through this then. Number three.
Number three.
So moist, so delicious, and so much more.
So moist, so delicious.
So moist, so delicious, and so much more.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Is it Nutri-Grain bars?
Nope. Yes.
Fig Newtons?
No. Yes.
Wheat Thins? No, that's crackers.
Yeah.
That's crackers.
And those aren't
that's
moist
a,
at all.
That's a, yeah. Oh shit, I forgot moist is in the title. Read it again, please.
So moist, so delicious.
Oh god, it's like the second word. So moist, so delicious.
And so much more.
And so much more. Okay, so much more would imply that it's a healthy.
Or it's really fattening. So much more fat and sugar.
Yes.
You lose a point if you get it wrong, right?
Oh, what? Shit.
No, you just drank.
Well, yeah, I guess we could have been doing that. But
yeah,
it's
but
not fun because we only have 1 point.
Points are so hard to count. Y'all don't have any points.
I got an idea on what it might be, but. Points hey! Soft batch?
No.
Oh man, soft batch would be fucking good right now.
I know, yes.
Those give me a stomach ache.
Yeah, they do if you eat too many, and like three is too many.
Yeah.
They're so sugary.
So rich. Cookies. God, I knew this whole cookie fucking thing would be a bad one.
Chips Ahoy?
Nope.
No?
So moist.
The hint that I would give is that I wouldn't have thought of this as a cookie.
So it is more like a cracker.
No,
like a
moist not cracker, necessarily.
More like a cake.
Yes.
Oreo cakesters.
No.
No? Okay.
Well,
that's a good idea, though.
You didn't keep it some kind of score.
Oh, I got a drink again.
Yeah, you did.
All this shit.
Red Bull, my heart's gonna stop.
That's what it means by gives you wings, sends you to heaven real fast. Yeah. Got some wings here.
Well, that's why I started drinking it. I mean, it's a drug in a fucking can.
A legal drug.
Because I got one before one podcast we did, and I listened back to it, and I seemed to be a lot clearer and a lot peppier. And so I was like, well, I'll just, just start drinking it for every podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just started drinking it all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. And now I'm addicted to it. I'm an addict, Jamie.
Yeah.
I need to go to rehab for Red Bull.
You do need to go to rehab. Red Bull Anonymous.
Cookie questions.
RBA. All right, so that one was...
Three.
Did everybody give up or do y'all want more hints?
I give up.
I do give up. I don't know.
Duncan Hines.
I would not.
Duncan Hines.
Yes, yeah.
That's cake.
It's cake, I thought, but...
Duncan Hines is cake.
They considered it cookies.
Well, I guess they probably make cookie stuff too, but yeah, mm-hmm. I think of cake when I think Duncan Hines.
Okay, next one, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Uncommonly good.
uncommonly good.
That does sound very familiar.
That's a Keebler item.
I didn't hear anybody.
Nobody's guessed yet.
Well, you said
Keebler. I said it's a Keebler item.
Oh.
But well, I have a name.
Uncommonly good.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop! Keebler.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. I was thinking it was...
I don't know what you were thinking.
I was thinking...
Keebler be an option?
I was thinking it would be... I was thinking it would be one of the specific types of cookies.
Oh, no. These are all...
Like, Fudge Stripe. Brands. Uncommonly good.
No, these are brands.
With Keebler. I got it. All right, William. Fist bump me, douche.
Oh, yeah, I forgot routines. Okay, so... Y'all gotta give it the program.
Come yeah, on, no shit. What are y'all doing over there? You're sitting back too much. So are you.
What the hell?
Well, I'm loud.
Okay, I'm sitting
that is true.
2 inches more than I was.
You are loud. Okay.
They're out of this world.
Oreo. Oreo.
No.
No? They're out of this world. Oh. You go ahead.
Chips Ahoy.
No.
Whoop. Moon pie.
Yes.
That's nice. A cookie, though?
Yeah, I guess so. Huh.
Three.
Fist. Fist bump. Douche.
Get off me.
That's what I do. That's what I'm going to do to let people know we just fist bumped.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I didn't hear you.
You didn't hear me?
No, I didn't.
It was the loudest thing in the room for like 3 seconds.
Every cookie has a mission.
Every cookie has a mission.
Golden Grahams? That was the quietest 3 seconds of the night.
What?
That was the quietest 3 seconds of the night.
I know, I almost fell asleep. Look at us, so peaceful.
Mission.
Every cookie has a mission.
What did you guess?
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams? And you failed.
I did.
Failure. Did you drink? Did you drink your hard liquor?
I totally did. You didn't hear me crush the bottle.
Your giant shot of hard liquor?
Only clear.
God, we all handle our liquor very well.
Yeah.
Actually, remarkably well.
Mm-hmm. What was it again?
Every cookie has a mission.
Every cookie has a mission.
Don't be looking at
your phone. Don't be looking at your phone, William. Put your phones away, people.
Cheating is cheaters. Automatic disqualification.
Yeah.
So everybody picks up their phone?
I did not.
Only I did. I'm the only one.
He picked it up and moved it, but I still saw you pick it up.
Every cookie has a mission. I'm trying to think of all the types of cookies.
Just an infinite amount of cookies.
There really are.
I keep wanting to imagine something with like a space shuttle on it.
Yeah. Are there any cookies that have a space shuttle?
That I'm aware of. I think I would have found them by now.
If the last one hadn't been moon pie, I'd guess moon pie.
Yeah, no kidding.
It makes you want to think, yeah, space. You know. But there are other types of missions. Yeah, we're way off. We're cold.
Space.
We're cold, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yes?
Oreo?
No! What did I tell you? You cannot guess.
I guessed Chips Ahoy last few times.
This is a running theme with you then. Just repeating the same ones. Eventually you'll get it right.
Whoop! Snackwells.
No. Oh, but no, Snackwells is not on my list.
Oh, failure.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. Snackwells suck. But...
That wasn't an answer, by the way.
Of course it wasn't, because you didn't say hey. Yeah. I don't acknowledge people that don't
buzz in.
Don't buzz in first. You're dead to me.
I don't acknowledge you.
Wow! He's dead to you.
I'm just playing.
Out of the game.
Vienna Wafers?
No.
Vienna.
Vienna.
Vienna Fingers.
Vienna Fingers.
That's no. Still wrong.
Whoop! Murray.
No. God, y'all, if we were drinking right now, both of y'all would be completely
We
trashed.
Are drinking. That's the problem. They're not keeping up with the whole drinking habit.
I do want to be, like, no actually idea. Really drinking.
Anybody else? Y'all want to take a break?
I think I want to pass on this one.
That's fine. I'll do it. We keep going. I'll be thinking while I'm doing this. If I need to say something, I'll just say it really loud. Maybe it'll pick it up.
Yeah, you're picking up pretty good.
Do I pick it up pretty good? Am I picking up better from here than I was sitting over there next to
him? Yeah, pretty much.
Almost.
Okay. Is this annoying to anybody? Am I talking too loud or too much or anything?
You're fine.
Okay, all right, good. I'll just keep up what I'm doing right now and shut the fuck up.
But that wasn't what you were doing right then.
Okay, so I was annoying and didn't make sense.
Yes. Are we moving on or,
Hey, where did Dr. Peppers come from?
We brought them.
You want one?
Oh, no, I just... It was odd to me how drinks appeared in the refrigerator.
It's a magical refrigerator.
Shut your face. You shut your quiet face.
Nabisco?
No.
No.
You shut your mouth and you talk to me.
Anybody else who wants to go on this one? Y'all want to keep going with it? Should I give you a hint?
Hint.
I'll take a hint.
We have already talked about this kind of cookie.
Tonight?
This brand cookie tonight, yes.
Keebler.
Has it been one of the answers for the quiz?
No, that'd be lazy.
No. That'd be lazy, Jamie. I hope you did not do that. Or else we'll
have to scrap this. I'm sorry, it was.
What? We're going to have to scrap this entire podcast.
No, not the slogan quiz, but the... part of the whole conversation. Since we started talking about cookies.
Oh.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
You got that one because I didn't buzz in.
Nope. I forgot. I couldn't remember what we had talked about earlier.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. You're so dumb, Jonathan.
You're a horrible person. All right, next.
So did you get that, Jonathan? It was Girl Scout cookies.
It's as if you've been enjoying pot or something.
That makes sense now.
It's crazy with chips.
It's crazy with chips.
It's crazy with chips.
It's crazy with chips.
Hey, so Chips Ahoy.
Yep.
Oh. No, he didn't buzz in.
Yeah, he did.
He said, hey.
This is hay.
Yeah, this
it
is
kinda
hay.
Blends
have
in
to
with
that's true. Fair enough.
So, yeah.
It kind of has one volume.
That's a good point. Next, this one's got two. I'll give you the first one. If you don't get it, I will give you the second one.
Yeah.
Ideas made easy.
Ideas made easy.
I don't know if y'all are going to get this one because this one's another cake. It's not really a cake. They do more of the unbaked cookies. Like the pre... The dough. Yes!
Pillsbury.
Yes.
I was going to guess that. Jonathan was very obnoxious.
Fist bump.
Obnoxious? I was not being acknowledged. How many points do we have compared to the ones they don't have?
It should be 3-2 right now.
No,
they didn't get 2.
4.
I was saying, when do we get that other one?
They did.
4-2. Well, I know they got the They got 2?
Yeah.
Which one? They got Chips Ahoy.
Girl Scout cookies.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about the Chips Ahoy.
Bite-sized cookies.
Cookie Crisp?
No, that's serious.
They're still fucking cookies.
Cakes are included.
It's cookies for breakfast.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, wait. Does Duncan Hines have the dough?
They might.
Type? Cookies too?
It might.
That might be why it was on the list.
Might be why it was on the list.
I had forgotten about Pillsbury being the ones.
Okay, wait, what was the slogan again?
Bite-sized cookies.
Famous Amos? Shit. I mean, hey, Famous Amos.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Did they just tie with us?
No, it's 3-4.
No,
y'all
are still one.
Okay.
One ahead. Milk's favorite cookie.
Oreo.
You finally got the answer.
He was waiting for that one.
Now he has no answers. He used them both up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
All right, so we just pulled ahead by one more. So me and William have 5 points.
They're 3 points.
So they're 3 points. That would be a total of 8 questions altogether, which stands to reason that there are 6 left, right?
No, there's only 14.
14. That only, if only 8 only are down, there should be 6 left.
Which means that means
y'all
don't have one.
Got 2 of them.
Wait.
There's 2 of them that y'all couldn't answer.
And you told us what they were, right?
No.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So we have 4 left.
Yeah.
Okay. So 4 questions left. Uh-oh.
So yeah, they can still come back. Yeah. One more, though.
Well, one more, they can still come back. They could tie. We'll need a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
We'll worry about that when we
get to that.
Let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll tally our results. Getting ahead of ourselves here, Jingle. What are you doing?
I'm reading the next one, ready? Made with real fruit.
What? Fig Newton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, pulled ahead by another point. William and Jonathan. Fist bump. Dude.
All right, guys. Dude. Y'all don't get this next one. No. They win.
I keep getting distracted. What the fuck am I doing?
Pouring yourself a drink.
My God.
An alcoholic one.
There's already vodka in the glass. What else should I add to it?
Oh, just about anything.
If you're listening right now, you can call in and give suggestions. We're not live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mango juice?
Yeah, boy.
Coke?
I need more
ready?
Liquor first.
Y'all ready for the next
ready.
One? Never have an ordinary day. Have an ordinary day.
Oh.
Nature Valley?
No.
No?
That's more of a granola bar.
Yeah,
hey, they use cakes and moon pies.
That is true. Yes.
Never have an ordinary day.
It sounds familiar, but not at the same time.
Murray?
What is it again?
Never have an ordinary day.
Never have an ordinary day. Whoop! Vienna fingers.
No.
Damn.
That
was a wild guess.
Hint.
They do sell cakes, but I do know that they have some really fucking delicious cookies. I hope y'all have had them before because they are delicious. And I'm telling you, they come in a bag.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
No.
Hey, Pepperidge Farm.
Yes.
Oh, shit, yeah. They're fucking cakes.
are
badass.
Yes,
yeah, they are.
Their cookies are too.
Milano's.
So we're still in there.
Yeah, Milano's. Barely.
Alright,
chessman, the chessman, fucking
win the next
shortbread chess.
Yeah. But yeah, their cake is too. Hell yes, it is. And y'all
you said
have
bag,
to...
and I was like, I got this.
Damn.
Two more left, and y'all have already heard one of them.
Okay.
The first one, I'll give it to you again. Good enough never is.
Good enough.
Didn't you? Vanilla wafers?
That was already.
Oh, we already got that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was one that y'all couldn't get, and I told you.
Good
enough never is.
Hit.
Yeah, hint. Did we get a hint before?
No, I don't think
so. Why were you not giving us hints, Jerry?
Well, I gave you hints on the Pepperidge Farm when y'all couldn't get it. Well, there were only 2 of them that y'all couldn't get, but I don't think we thought about hints then.
Good. Yeah, I know. Sorry. I keep forgetting about hints.
Yeah. Yeah, this one is named after a lady.
Named
Little after Debbie. What? Hey, Little Debbie.
Oh, the way you got it for me.
Okay.
Did you say hey?
Betty Crocker?
No.
Hey, Sarah Lee.
No.
We already did Sarah Lee.
Named after a lady?
Forgot what else is. Whoop! Famous Amos. No, it was named after a dude.
Thing. Yeah, I'm sure.
That sounds familiar.
Betty Crocker?
No.
Didn't you just say that?
Little Debbie. No.
Yeah,
he said Little Debbie.
Yeah, he said Little Debbie.
So what did you say? Sarah Lee.
He said Sarah Little. He said Little Debbie.
So none of those are correct.
No.
Alright, so nobody's got me yet. Named after a woman.
Aunt Jemima?
No, that's a syrup. her first name was not used, though. And I don't know if it's even a real person, but...
If it were, it'd be a lady.
Huh?
If it were, it'd be a lady. Yeah. If it were named after a person.
But you know it's a lady. But are we...
So it's like a last name thing?
Yes.
Hey, Mrs. Fields?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Yes. Forgot about that one. What's the score now?
Tied, should be.
Is it?
No.
Because we pulled ahead by 3.
I don't know why. I also wanted to say Marie Callender, but I was like, that's like microwave dinners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was...
Marie
like
Callender.
The dollar
yeah.
ones, aren't they? Or is that Michelle's? Isn't there Michelle's also?
Could be.
I think so.
Alright,
if they get this last one right, they win.
We're tied.
No. No.
No. What?
No. If they get this last one, y'all are
tied.
Are
they paying you? Are they bribing you? Giving you the results so they win? That's a poor investment, guys, because you don't win anything. I don't know if we gave you false impressions.
No, if they get this next.
This is just for shits and giggles.
It'll be tied.
Will it?
If nobody gets it, then I guess y'all win anyway. So there's no sense.
Well, somebody's got to get it at some point. You gotta
yeah.
Hint us all the way to the end.
I will this time. Handmade confections. Handmade confections.
So it implies that they're made by hand.
Betty Crocker?
No.
No?
Whoop! Sarah Lee?
No.
Whoop! Famous Amos?
No. Those are all ones that we've already gotten.
But they weren't right answers.
They've still been used.
But they weren't right answers. You said it was none that have been said?
Little Debbie's been used. Famous Amos has been used.
An Oreo has been used.
An Oreo.
Famous Amos was the answer already?
Yeah.
Yes. Bite-sized cookies.
Shit, that's right.
What was the slogan again?
Handmade perfections.
Confections.
Handmade confections.
Handmade confections. For the man and all of us.
Okay, I could say that this one is not really a candy brand. So I don't know why they included this in the candy slogans. Cause it's, or the
cookie
slogans. It's a candy.
It's candy?
Circus
it's
peanuts? Candy.
You didn't.
Hey, didn't. Circus peanuts?
No.
Hey. Hey guys, like buzzer.
Hit?
Yeah, not a hit.
I'm looking right now because I don't know if this is. No, that one might have to be thrown out because they do. They're fresh, made-to-order cookies, so I don't even think that they're
So how would we know?
Is that like a countrywide thing?
Yeah, they have candies, and the candies are very popular. Especially around Valentine's Day and Christmas and
Red Schmidt.
What is that? No, it's not right. But what is that?
Russell Stover.
Is that right?
Russell Stover.
You didn't say hey.
You said
oh, was it Russell Stover?
Lost on a technicality.
Son of a bitch.
Damn. I didn't experience it. Is that how it went down? I figured that's what happened.
Yeah.
That sucks. Sorry, guys.
Enjoy that win.
That's one I was going to
get. You still use somebody's.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Don't worry, we all know that you had it right.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like the government. I won by popular vote.
Says who?
So William and Jonathan won that episode.
All right.
And I ask y'all two more questions, because,
Two more questions?
No, this is...
Are these bonus questions?
No, well, I guess they could be, but...
Okay.
They're just off-the-wall questions. They're still about cookies there. Two birthdays are coming up. Next week. Y'all know whose birthdays are coming up?
Are you talking about cookie birthdays? Which would
birthdays?
Actually be today, if we get this podcast out on the day we want to.
Yes.
Okay.
One's March 6th and one's March 10th. So within 4 days of...
Popular cookie brands?
Oreo.
Oh, yes.
Very popular. You didn't whoop in.
Oh, yeah, you didn't really have to.
We're not quizzing anymore. We're not quizzing anymore, Daniel.
I was just wondering.
God, keep up.
Chips Ahoy and Girl Scouts.
Nope.
Famous Amos?
I forgot what they were.
You didn't get a cash cab.
I guess it's safe to say it's not Nabisco.
App. Flip phones.
Yeah.
Okay, which one? What's been... I'm sorry. What's been said?
I said Nabisco.
What?
No.
Nabisco's not one of them?
No.
Chips Ahoy.
No.
Keebler.
No.
Jesus. It's like all the big
Famous
ones.
Famous.
That's one of them? You said that one earlier. That's why I asked what y'all have already said.
Because you don't listen to me anymore.
That's true.
It's like the things I say just bounces off of your head.
That's right.
Famous. Mrs. Smith?
No. Mrs. Fields.
Mrs. Fields?
No.
It's Mr. Smith you're thinking of, and he makes pies.
Yeah.
And shoots guns.
Yes.
So does Mrs. Smith.
This.
Oh man!
It's one we've already named.
They were in the quiz. The slogans:
Pepper's Farm,
Little Debbie, nope.
Moon Pie, Clover,
nope.
I don't remember what all the answers were.
Moon Pie.
There were only 14. No.
Yeah, but we guessed like a billion.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that was the news.
Piano Finger.
No, because that one wasn't
Pillsbury.
I don't remember.
No.
Which one did you say?
I just said Pillsbury.
Pillsbury?
Nope.
And which one was already guessed?
Famous Amos. Betty Crocker. Although Famous Amos is not as old as this brand. They were only around since the 40s. 1940s.
How long has the other brand been around for?
101 years. 101 on March
6th. Is it the company that makes the ones in the tins?
In the bags?
In the tins, in the bags.
Patrick's Farm?
No.
Oh,
and no.
Fig Newtons?
No.
Neutron bars?
No. And it's the most popular.
Oreos.
I already said Oreo once.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was the first one said.
Yeah, that's why I said. What have y'all said
yes,
already?
Well, we forgot. It's your responsibility to keep up, Jamie.
I'm sorry, I was slacking.
What's the point of being the coach?
You got it right already, I'm sorry. Kudos to you.
Yeah, well, I can prove it. It was recorded.
Okay, that's fine. So it just goes to show that I don't listen to you.
Right.
Like you said a few minutes ago.
All right, how about some Monopoly?
Jesus, man, we haven't even ended this thing yet. I mean, we're close to the end. No worries.
That was
man.
It anyway. That was all of it.
Silas,
I know. Fuck. It's not it. Remember America Unearthed the other night? The one with the double cross? The, Cross of Lorraine? It's on the Oreo cookie.
It's on the Oreo cookie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's also in the Exxon symbol?
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
They're on the Oreo. Cross
yeah, what was it? Old
okay,
Masonic?
So you have Oreos, right?
It's on Knights of Templar.
Yeah, Knights of Templar symbols. It's in the Exxon symbol, which also the colors in the blue bar at the bottom correlate with Knights the Knights of Templar.
Yep.
Yeah, correlates with their little symbolism shit.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff.
Symbolism.
Yeah, that show has good information, but it's just...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just 10 minutes of a dramatization of him opening his emails.
Pretty much.
Who the fuck cares? Anyway, we did not do this episode to judge America Unearthed.
No.
But I'm doing it anyway. It's boring.
Well, all they're doing is playing with their phones. So
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, he's like, what? This podcast
well,
thing is
so... y'all are going to play Monopoly.
No, I'm looking at Knights of Templar. See what it looks like.
Look up Cross
of Lorraine.
My bad,
William.
Cross
of Lorraine. I didn't mean to jump to conclusions.
Lorraine,
L-O-R-R-A-I-N. What are you doing over there, Josh?
Download Cash Cap.
Man.
See,
we both are doing things that are, okay.
Also...
Our bad.
In Alchemy...
In Alchemy?
In Alchemy, the symbol... represents brimstone and lead.
What is that? Okay, so?
Symbolizes Lucifer.
Symbolizes Lucifer.
Not symbolizes.
Yeah, Nabisco has it.
They said,
Yeah, that's right, Nabisco does too.
They're both elements affiliated with Lucifer.
The two crosses?
Let me see.
That's interesting.
Two
crosses.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, the doubles. Yeah.
Wow, double I never cross. Noticed that.
I'm that's trying to find eggs on.
That's crazy.
What I didn't know was I didn't even think about
this. The stacked X's, yeah.
And there was a notepad that the guy that... I guess he was the owner of Exxon at the time that designed the logo. He had a bunch of different other ideas. And one of them was the X was in the form of the... what's that thing called? The compass in the... What's the other thing?
I can't remember.
It's one of the symbols that's all over the place. It might be on money. Is it on money?
Might be. Does anybody have any?
Does anybody have any money? I don't know.
Yeah,
what bill?
Any? Probably a one. It's the oldest.
Not the eye.
No, not the eye. Not the eye. It has the compass.
Ah, yeah, I see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
I do see it now.
The colors red and the white and the blue, other than being American colors,
yeah,
also has significance to Knights of Templar. Yeah, also with that blue bar.
And that's not a compass.
That's not a compass.
This is the what we're looking
no,
for.
No, yeah, that's the thing I was talking about. Compass and square.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, compass, the thing for drawing circles?
Square and compass. This end, and it has a G in the middle. That thing.
Oh, yeah.
Square and compass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mason.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was one of the other, one of his other options for the logo. He wanted to make an X kind of out of that.
Huh.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really fully understand all that.
I don't
Knights of Templar, Masonic.
Yeah, Freemasons.
Oh, it sure is in the Orient. That one also has that circle kind of like...
Nabisco.
Nabisco
mm-hmm.
does, too.
Can I see
it? Oh, which Oreo is made by Nabisco.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, duh. Of course
yeah.
it might would have that.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah still.
Still weird.
Yeah, I wonder if the founder of Nabisco... had any ties.
Well, it's 101 years old, so...
Then it probably would.
Yeah.
I wonder how old Exxon is.
Because all the people that were Masons
look
and
it up,
Knights of Templar...
infinite knowledge.
...were powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They were.
movers and shakers and people cookie that got makers. Shit done. Yeah.
There's got to be a company.
Movers and shakers and cookie somewhere. Makers. I like that. That's nice.
Joe would be able to show you.
Oh, yeah.
So this thing's actually been going for an hour and a half.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up so we can play Monopoly.
Yes.
But we do have other things to accomplish before playing Monopoly.
Yes.
1882.
Like 1882? Yeah, we can smoke
a cigarette. We smoke something yeah. else.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Night.
Been fun.
Maybe it's, I'm not ready to end it yet.
Oh, good. Too late now. We've been going for an hour and a half.
I think I'm going to remind people about going to Audible since we did not do a good job okay, of it earlier. Okay,
that is a good idea now. Yes. I'm a little bit more pepped up, I will say. Go to Audible Trial.
Audible Trial. Do not go to Audible Trial because we don't know where that will take you.
We don't condone that type.
Because we don't even know what a trowel is.
Isn't it
a trowel that's for smoothie, not concrete?
A trowel? Yeah. Trowel. Yeah. Well, I was thinking T-R-A-L. But, okay, so. AudibleTrial.com/quiet time. Go there, get your free 1 month.
1 month free trial of Audible, and
Audible.
you get a free book, audio book. You can download it.
Yes.
And then cancel it, bitches.
Yep. Before your month is up, don't get stuck with it like we do.
everything.
So was that good enough? Did that make up for earlier? I don't know. It still didn't feel very good. But fuck it. Let's go.
It's very spacey.
We've pretty much been spacey.
Did you say let's ride a dirt bike?
No, it's a kind of dirt bike. A trial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Of course. Right.
So. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
It's a dirt bike.
The people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, there, boy. Mess around.